Welcome to our Holy Supper service. In just a moment, we will be starting our service with our opening hymn, followed by the opening of the Word, and a brief message and some readings from the heavenly doctrines. After that, we'll be having another hymn, at which point we will then be offering the sacrament of the Holy Supper. We will be offering unleavened bread and a common cup of wine. And for those who wish to come forward, you'll notice that there are six seats on each side of the aisle, and each seat or each spot has both a cushion to kneel on, if you would prefer that, or a chair to sit on. So no matter where you choose to come, there will be either somewhere to kneel or to sit, if that's what you would prefer. So I'd like to invite you to please all rise, and we will begin with our first hymn on page 311.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, Father and Savior, glory be to thee. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, thou wast and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name.
Blessed are those who come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Please be seated. This year, our theme is the heavenly marriage. And this simple concept can be used to reflect on a variety of different realities. The doctrine of the heavenly marriage can be used to reflect on the marriage between goodness and truth throughout the Lord's creation. It can be used to ponder the importance of both faith and charity in the regenerative process. It can be used to better understand the beautiful relationship between a husband and a wife. Tonight, as we prepare to take the Holy Supper, I would like to offer some readings that help to focus our attention on the heavenly marriage that exists between us and the Lord. In the new church, one of the most important teachings we are given is that in order to find our way to heaven, and in order to experience true eternal happiness, we must be conjoined with the Lord Himself. And to achieve this conjunction, we must approach the Lord Jesus Christ directly in his glorified human. If we want to enter into a living relationship with the divine, we cannot approach him as a distant God, but as a wise and loving and visible divine human. Especially in the book of Revelation, we see so many images of this beautiful invitation. The image of the Lord standing in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. An angel telling John to write, "Happy are those who come to the marriage supper of the Lamb." The holy city, New Jerusalem, seen by John as a bride adorned for her husband. All images of a new church that will be the crown of all churches that have hitherto existed in this world, because it is to worship one visible God in whom is the invisible, like the soul in the body. Now, when it comes to taking the Holy Supper, one of the most important things for us to understand is that the Holy Supper was instituted by the Lord specifically to help us approach him and be conjoined with him through his divine human. Through his divine human. You think about the bread and the wine of the Holy Supper, and these elements are not meant to remind us of divine love and divine wisdom in some esoteric or distant way. The bread and the wine of the Holy Supper are given specifically to bring our hearts and minds to the divine love and the divine wisdom as they exist within the Lord's glorified human. And that is something that is so important for us to recognize. This is why the Lord himself refers to these elements as his flesh and his blood. And it is because we are told the Holy Supper has this power to conjoin us or to bring us into this heavenly marriage with the Lord's divine human that it is considered to be one of the most holy acts of worship. So as we listen to these passages from the heavenly doctrines, let us think about the heavenly marriage that exists between us and the Lord through his divine human. And again, how the Holy Supper acts as a sign and a seal of this special conjunction. Hear now the word of the Lord. Man's conjunction with the Lord is not a conjunction with his supreme divine itself, but with his divine human. For a person can have no idea whatever of the Lord's supreme divine, which so transcends his idea as altogether to perish and become nothing. But he can have an idea of his divine human. For everyone is conjoined by thought and affection with one concerning whom he has some idea, but not with one concerning whom he has no idea. If when someone is thinking about the Lord's human, he also has holiness in this idea, he is thinking also of that holiness which coming from the Lord fills heaven, so that he is also thinking of heaven. For in its complex, heaven bears relation to a man, and it does this from the Lord. And this accounts for the fact that no conjunction is possible with the Lord's supreme divine, but only with his divine human. And through his divine human, then with his supreme divine. Hence it is said in John that no one has seen God at any time except the only begotten Son, and that no one can come to the Father except through him. And hence also he is called the mediator. The Lord's divine human is all worship and all doctrine, so much so as to be worship itself and doctrine itself, as may be seen also from the Holy Supper, which succeeded to altars or to burnt offerings and sacrifices, and which is the primary thing of external worship, because it is the Lord's divine human which is there given. That it is the Lord's divine human and holy proceeding by means of which and from which come life and salvation is very well known from the words that are spoken at the Holy Supper. This is my body, this is my blood, which are in the Lord's divine human. Whether you say his divine human, or his body, or his flesh, or the bread, or the divine love, it is the same, for the Lord's divine human is pure love, and the holy is the love alone, and from this is derived the holy of faith. Now, the reasons why the Holy Supper is to those who come to it worthily, like a signature or seal that they are the sons of God, is that, as before said, the Lord himself is then present and admits into heaven those who are born of him, that is, the regenerate. The Holy Supper actually affects this, because the Lord is then present even as to his divine human. For it has been shown above that in the Holy Supper, the Lord is wholly present and with his whole redemption. For of the bread, he said, this is my body, and of the wine, this is my blood. Consequently, he then admits them into his body, and the church and heaven constitute his body. When a person is becoming regenerate, the Lord is indeed present and through his divine operation prepares a person for heaven. But that a person may actually enter, he must present himself before the Lord. And as the Lord actually presents himself to the man, man must actually receive him. Not, however, as he hung upon the cross, but as he is in his glorified human, in which he is present, the body of which is the divine good, and the blood of which is his divine truth. From these things it is now evident that when a person partakes of the bread, which is the body, he is conjoined to the Lord by the good of love in him and from his divine human. And when he partakes of the wine, which is the blood, he is conjoined to the Lord by the good of faith in him and from his divine human. It shall also be known that because real Christianity is beginning to dawn, and a new church meant by the New Jerusalem in the Apocalypse is now being established by the Lord, wherein God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are acknowledged as one, because in one person, it has pleased the Lord to reveal the spiritual sense of his word, to enable this church to enter into the real use and benefits of these sacraments, baptism and the Holy Supper. And this is done when people, with the eyes of the Spirit, that is, with the understanding, see the holiness that is concealed within them and apply it to themselves by the means which the Lord has taught in his word. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Please rise for our next hymn on page 399.